Welcome to It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. I'm your host, Sean Marie. How's everybody's week been? Hopefully it's been amazing. You made it to the end. Congrats. Believe me, it's been a hell of a week. So if you made it to the end of it, congrats. And so today I'm going to tell you about a show on the Oxygen channel that I've stumbled upon. It's called A Lie to Die For. I've never watched it. There's a whole season. I've only been a couple episodes in so far. The name of it, I'm not a fan of because it's just a weird name. But then you watch it and like you find out some of like, and obviously people kill for all sorts of reasons. But the lies that people kill to cover up are insane. It's just a lie. And like in a lot of the stories, the little lie obviously leads into a big lie and then a bigger lie and then a bigger lie. And then all of a sudden it's just a lie fest. And we don't even know if our name's really what we think it is because we lie so much. So it's that type of situation. And so I've watched two episodes so far. So I'm just going to kind of recap them both because I'm still like, who kills for that? It is insane. So the first episode is about this married couple in Utah. And he's from a very, like, to-do family. They're all doctors of some sort. And so, very smart. Everybody in the town is, like, they are just amazing. The whole family loves and adores them. There's just, and the, like, the couple that they're married to is also a successful person. So, there's no shitty person in the family, quote, unquote. And then he finishes his schooling there and he's like, okay, well, we're going to move away, start a practice and do whatever doctors do. And right before they move, his wife goes for a walk and wouldn't you know, she disappears. Crazy. And so, of course, they start looking into it. And at first they're like, okay, well, maybe she did just leave the pressure of like going off on their own, whatever. Maybe something triggered her and she just left. Well, then these two cops, a female and a male officer, the female's like, the minute I got into that house, I knew he killed her. Like shit was just too shady. And he just started like lying off the bat. Like she didn't take her purse. She didn't take anything. All of her things are still there. Her wedding ring was in her jewelry box. Like, it just was awkward. Like, she said it felt weird. Because then, the bed in their home was made with, like, fresh sheets. Not, like, fresh out of the dryer, but, like, freshly bought sheets. So, still all, like, starchy and stiff. And still have, like, the press marks from when they bundled it up all nice and small. So she was like, okay, well, no woman in their right fucking mind put that on the bed. So that's strange. And when they go out to the garbage, because they live in an apartment complex, they go out to the garbage and they look in the garbage and there's only the cover for the bed set he just got. And he tells the cops that, like, oh, my garbage is already, like, this shit has already gone to, from the dump to the landfill already. Like, my zone. And the lady's like, how the fuck do you know when your zone is? Like, I know my garbage day. Like, I know when my garbage man comes. But I don't know anything past that. When he takes it, that's his business. I don't know. I don't know if zones or anything like that. So, she was tripped up on that. And she's like, that's really weird. No one ever knows that information. So, I mean, and it's not weird, I guess. I mean, I guess you could know when your garbage goes from the dump to the landfill or whatever. I don't know. But, I mean, you could. So, then they start searching. And he's doing, like, public searching at the park where she had come up missing from. And he's doing interviews. Anybody who will talk to this man, he is talking to them. And he's doing the crying, but he's not crying. And I agree with this cop again, because she's like, when you really cry and you feel that shit in your souls of soul, you get that little snotty face. You get that little ew gross face, you know, where everything is running. It's fucking just gross. And that wasn't happening. He had that like squinched up, kind of constipated sad look, you know, that was his face that he was going for that day. So it was just weird. And they're searching and they're searching. And this girl cop is like, this motherfucker killed her. I know for a fact she is dead. And they're like, hey, bud, let us look in your truck real quick. We got to check your truck off. And he's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. Well, they're going through some papers, and in between some pages of a book on his front seat, they find a receipt for a brand new bed. Why? And he bought the bed the day the wife went missing. Shady? Yeah, it is. And so they're damn determined that he is the one who did it, and they got to find it. And so she's telling her higher up person, like, hey, check it. I know he put her in the dumpster. Trash is gone. He says that zone gets demolished Tuesday. Like, we're already late. We got to go to the dump. We got to find this lady. We got to go to the landfill or whatever. And the guy ahead of her was like, okay, lady, you're fucking tripping. It's not always the husband, okay? He's a doctor. He's a good guy. But he goes over to this church that's by where they're searching for her, and he's smoking his cigar, being a little dirty bird, a little smoker. And there's a mattress over there, right? A beige mattress. And so he's like, oh, fuck, man, you're right. This dude did put her in the garbage. And so all these amazing people answered the husband's plea for help and to help search. And so they go on the news and they're like, hey, check it out. We don't need help anymore. And they end up telling everybody, like, okay, she was murdered and put in the landfill. And then you're like, well, why did he kill her? And the person that got him to admit that he killed her was his own brothers, because they went to the cop and they were like, do you really think that he did this? And she was like, yeah, here's why. Boing, 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 all my shit. And they were like, okay. So they went and asked him. He was like, yeah, I did. She was put into the dumpster. That's why I knew all the information I knew about the dumpster. And so everybody's like, why would this happen? There was no affairs there that they knew of. There was like no fighting, no nothing. Like, everybody just thought this was the greatest couple ever. Turns out he's a piece of shit. And he didn't even go to school to be a fucking doctor. Everything has been a lie. Literally everything. I think his name was Mark. Probably fucking wasn't. Probably was Jim. Like, everything was a lie. And I guess it just came down to, like, put up or shut up. And he couldn't put up, so he did what he did. Like, isn't that insane? And then they started thinking about it, and, like, her mom was like, okay, well, that's weird, because the day of his graduation, he didn't go to his graduation because he felt sick, but he still took pictures in a cap and gown, went to an after party with his wife and mother-in-law. Like, it was a thing. And everybody in his family was like, we had no idea that he was the little piece of poo he was. And that's just insane. How can you lie from the big, like, I get white lies. Like, no, I didn't. Oh, you didn't see. Like, I get little lies. I get them. But, like, damn. Your whole schooling and everything, and you lied for the whole time. Like, his parents flipped his bill, the whole spiel. She worked as well to help pay for all this. And then, like, the whole time you're like, well, no, I don't want to. You could have gone to school, dude. You could have done something. but you're just a piece of shit. And he got 6 years to life when he goes up for parole in 2034, I think it was. So that's why he killed. Insane. So then I'm like, okay, we'll watch another one, sure. And I scrolled to the very last episode of the first season. And it's about a family. And it's insane. So there's two sisters, a brother, a mom, and a dad, obviously. And the brother is pretty. They're all very pretty people and very bougie people. And it comes to find out that mom and sister are planning a trip. And when mom goes and opens up her credit card account to see how many miles she has, and when she goes and checks all the mileage and stuff, like her travel mileage or whatever, she finds out she's been being robbed. And so they find out that it's obviously the son, and he's just been living a bougie life. Like, he acts bigger than what he is. He's a ladies' man. He attracts the opposite sex a lot. And when he does, he wines and dines and does all that stuff. And so what he was doing was he would take loans in his parents' names and then get another loan, pay back the previous loan, and then keep going, so on and so forth. And so the mom and the sister tell him, they're like, hey, we fucking found out about your shitty little ways. Stop being a douchebag. And so they thought that all was well, and like, we would just have to obviously just eat the money that was taken. And of course, with the whole probably with the whole promise of payback. And then the sister finds out he hasn't stopped. He's still robbing them and doing the same thing. And so she calls him and she's like, if you don't knock it the fuck off, I'm telling dad. Comes to find out, even as an adult, that's the still number one card you go to. And sorry, my fucking phone. And then he threatens her and he's like, if you tell him, I'm gonna fucking kill you. And she's like, is that a threat? And then he says, nope, that's a promise. So then she hangs up, calls the other sister, and she's like, this is what he just said to me. Can you believe it? And then, of course, like, the sisters obviously know. So that's how they find, that's how that part comes about. Because one sister survives. There's only one survivor in the whole family. And so he goes to his mom's house where he is also living. And he kills his parents in their sleep. Shoots them. Dead. He takes so much time cleaning up and like fixing everything that the neighbors saw the lights on at 2 o'clock in the morning and they were like, okay, these people are old. No old people are awake at 2 o'clock in the morning. And so he just like took a mental note of it. But he literally took the mattress from like the guest room and swapped out beds, remade the whole bed. He probably did more chores the night of his parents' murder than he did the whole fucking time he was alive. Like, it was insane how much effort he put into this. And then he takes his parents, wraps them up in painter's tarp, puts them in the car, goes to his fucking sister's house. Uh-huh. Her husband is on the computer typing away, playing video games, whatnot. And he viciously beats him with a fucking golf club. He is so unrecognizable. Like, when... because family members are the ones who discover the bodies. And when they go in there, the brother-in-law's body was the first one in the living room. And they walked by him and they were like, we don't even know who this person is. Onward. And it was the other sister's husband who found the bodies. And so that's how bad he was beaten. And then she was also beaten. He didn't shoot them. He beat them. the sister and her husband. And then he took his mom and put her in, like, on the kitchen floor, still in her wrap. And then the dad was in the garage. And the one cop said that they believe he was in the garage because the son was too much of a wimp to be able to carry him any further and just left him there. And then, so he calls. And when he's talking to the police on the phone and he's telling them, he's like, I am going to Minnesota or somewhere. I don't know. I think it was Minnesota. He was trying to make it look like he wasn't going to. I don't know. His other sister knows. She's like, shit, he's on his way, because she lives in another state. So she's like, I am next. Obviously, he's taken out the whole fucking family. Her family goes into hiding. When he calls the cops and he's like, no, I'm going this way, I'm over here on this way, they tracked his phone and they were like, okay, bitch, okay. And he was on his way to his sister's house. So yeah, and he got the death penalty, but then it got reversed when the death penalty laws changed, and then he just got life in prison. But he literally killed his whole entire family, all so that his dad wouldn't find out that he had been robbing them. Just insane, the shit people will kill you for. It's absolutely insane. But yeah, that's today's episode. Nice, short, sweet. I'm trying to keep them shorter a little bit, because it does better on like YouTube and stuff when they're a little shorter. But anyhow, it's Friday. And before I say anything about this podcast, I want to make it known that I do listen to their podcast, and I do know that they do not shout out my podcast like I do theirs. And so when you people come to me and complain that they don't do that, that is not their job. I like to give them a shout out because I like their show. Same way I shout out all my other friends. I don't expect my other friends to go on any platform and do anything for me. That's not why I do it. I don't do it to get kudos from my friends or anything like that. I do it because I love what they do, and it's just to show love for what they do. And I adore how people try to stick up for me, but really, people, I'm a grown person. If I had an issue with the fact that of the way that it is between the two podcasts, I would say something. Clearly, I don't give a fuck. I love their podcast. They're amazing. They're funny. And so I will always and forever continue to shout out their podcast, of course, until I hate them, which I don't see happening anytime soon. But you never know. You never know. I'm just kidding. But like, that's on a for real note. You guys don't have to message me and be like, oh, what a bunch of assholes. It's because they're guys. It's not. It's really just because they probably just don't give a fuck, to be honest. But anyway, so it is Friday, and I have missed the last two lives, and I'm like devastated. Devastated. So tonight, I am like on a mission. I will not miss this Facebook Live. I will not. I'm so excited for it. So yeah, the Jeff and Greg podcast, obviously, is what I'm talking about. So go watch their live, about 8-ish, two old dudes. I don't know. Shenanigans. But anyway, other than that, next week is going to be a fan episode. And then I have something in the ideas for the week after. But I don't know, because it's Black Friday in the Walmart world, so pray for me. But anyway, so hopefully you guys all have a great, great weekend. Have a great week until I come back to you next week. And I love the fuck out of every one of you. And stay safe and peace the fuck out. Bye.